Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN. Starting off with high school baseball and softball scores from last night. In softball play, Hawkeye 10 action, it was Red Oak a 13-2 win over Kemper Catholic in game one of a doubleheader. Kemper Catholic got him back in the game two with a 12-11 victory. Lewis Central 5-0 over Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson. And in Western Iowa Conference play, it was Audubon an 8-5 or 8-6 win over Tri-Center in game one. They won game two 22-21. Also in Western Iowa Conference play, IKM Manning 4-0 over AHSTW. Trainer topped Missouri Valley 10-0, and Underwood a 7-4 win over Griswold. In Rolling Valley Conference play, Boyer Valley a 4-1 win over Coon Rapids Bayard. Cam topped Woodbine 11-10. Coon Rapids Bayard over Arweva 3-1. Exira EHK beat West Harrison 7-3. And Glidden-Ralston was a 13-6 winner over Cam. In corner conference action, East Mills 16-7 over Stanton. Sydney beat Essex 14-4. Pride of Iowa conference play, East Union a 1-0 win over Central Decatur. Lennox beat East Union 6-2. Martinsdale St. Mary's 12-9 over Nottoway Valley. Mount Air beat I-35 10-0. It was Pleasantville 11-1 over Bedford. And Southeast Warren beat Southwest Valley 11-1. Other scores had Thomas Jefferson topping Abraham Lincoln 13-1. Melcher Dallas beat Lamoni 10-0. Moravia over Seymour 7-4. Murray a 6-0 win over Orient Maxburg. Also at the Ames tournament, it was Ames defeating Glenwood 7-6 and West Delaware topped Glenwood 8-2. At the Spencer tournament, Denison Schleswig 17-2 over Spencer, and then Columbus Catholic beat Denison Schleswig 2-1. And at the Westwood tournament, it was Galen Catholic beating Riverside 5-1. Riverside topped Westwood 6-4. That's high school softball. High school baseball, Hawkeye 10 conference action, or games involving Hawkeye 10 teams. It was Abraham Lincoln defeating Atlantic 5-0. Clarinda was a 10-6 winner over Denison Schleswig. Harlan topped Sergeant Bluff Luton 8-7. Lewis Central an 11-1 win over Red Oak. Sioux City East beat Glenwood 10-5, and St. Albert was an 8-7 winner over Shenandoah. In Western Iowa Conference play, IKM Manning beat AHSTW 2-1. Missouri Valley a 6-5 win over Trainer. Tri-Center beat Audubon 8-1, and Underwood 14-0 over Griswold. Rolling Valley Conference action, Coon Rapids Bayard 3-2 over Arweva in 8 innings of play. Coon Rapids Bayard also beat Boyer Valley 15-1. Glidden-Ralston topped Cam 5-3. West Harrison was a 7-6 winner over Exira EHK, and Woodbine a 4-1 win over Cam. In corner conference action, Sydney 12-2 over Essex South Page. Stanton beat East Mills 3-0. And in Pride of Iowa conference action, Central Decatur a 4-0 win over East Union. I-35 beat Mount Air 5-0. Martinsdale St. Mary's 2-0 over Nottoway Valley. Pleasantville beat Bedford 12-1 in 8 innings of play. And Southeast Warren was a 3-1 winner over Southwest Valley in 8 innings. And in other scores, Earlham topped Lennox 6-5. Lamoni over Melcher Dallas 5-2. Moravia beat Seymour 11-3. And Orient Maxburg was a 6-5 winner over Murray in 8 innings of play. That's high school baseball from last night's action. Moving on to notes from the college baseball world, it was Oregon State winning their third straight elimination game, pounding out 15 hits and scoring 5 runs in the second, 4 in the seventh, on their way to a victory over Mississippi State, 12-2. And the two teams will now meet in a winner-take-all meeting coming up here tonight that will start at 7 o'clock there at TD Ameritrade Park in Omaha. There will only be one game today because the other game yesterday saw Arkansas chase Brady Singer after 5 innings and get strong pitching performance from the trio of Isaiah Campbell, Jake Rendell, and Matt Cronin to advance to the College World Series finals. The Razorbacks scored the first 4 runs of the game, led by Casey Martin's 4-hit, 3-run, 1-RBI night. Luke Bonfeld and Dominic Fletcher added 2 hits and 2 RBIs. And Arkansas is now in the College World Series finals for the first time since 1979. As Arkansas wins at 5-2, so Florida is eliminated, Arkansas will await that winner of the Oregon State-Mississippi State contest. Also, in Major League Baseball last night, neither Jesus Aguilar nor Bud Norris wanted to let their team down. Aguilar succeeded twice Aguilar homered to break up rookie Jack Flaherty's no-hit bid in the seventh inning, then homered again in the ninth to lift the Brewers over the Cardinals 2-1. Both teams got just three hits. The benches and bullpens briefly cleared in the eighth after Eric Sogard slid into St. Louis shortstop Yaro Munoz, who caught a wide throw on a bunt play in the eighth. Norris started the ninth for the Cardinals by striking out Travis Shaw, but Aguilar followed with an opposite field drive to right for his 16th home run. It was another tough loss for the Cardinals, who have now lost 9 of their last 12. Corey Niebel pitched the ninth for the NL Central leaders. And next up here today for the Cardinals, they'll send a right-hander Miles Michaelis to the mound, make his third start against the Brewers this year. He is 8-4 in his Cardinals debut on April 2nd, and the Brewers will send right-handed pitcher Chase Anderson out there. He makes his second start this season against the Cardinals. He's 2-2 with a 3.19 ERA and 10 career outings, including a no decision April 3rd at Miller Park. We'll have that one for you this afternoon. 2:15 will be pregame, first pitch at 3:10 here today for the Cardinals and Brewers. In other Major League Baseball scores yesterday in interleague play, it was Baltimore 10-7 over Atlanta in 15 innings. In the American League, Oakland topped the White Sox 11-2. Cleveland was a 10-0 winner over Detroit. Tampa Bay 2-1 over the Yankees. It was Boston a 14-10 winner over Seattle. The White Sox got Oakland in the second game of a double dip, 6-4. It was Texas a 8-1 win over Minnesota. Kansas City 1-0 over Houston. And the Angels beat Toronto 2-1. Other National League scores had Philadelphia beat Washington 12-2, Arizona a 2-1 win over Pittsburgh in 13 innings of play, Cincinnati was a 6-3 winner over the Cubs, the Dodgers beat the Mets 5-2, Milwaukee 2-1 over St. Louis, Colorado 11-3 over Miami, and San Diego a 6-2 winner over San Francisco. Also in Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, it was Omaha defeating Oklahoma City 6-3, and the iCubs top Colorado Springs 4-3. Today's contest, see Colorado Springs at the iCubs. That'll be a 1:08 start, or actually 12:08 here this afternoon Central Time. And for the Omaha Storm Chasers, they will be at home as well to take on Oklahoma City. That'll be a 7:05 evening start here tonight. And Colorado Springs and Iowa will also play an evening game, so it's a split doubleheader day for them as well. Moving on to some other sporting notes. In golf, Brian Harman is the leader at the midway point of the PGA's Travelers Championship near Hartford. Harman followed Thursday's 64 with a 466 for a 10-under total. He's one shot ahead of Matt Jones, Russell Henley, and first-round co-leader Zach Johnson. Jordan Spieth began the day with a share of the lead before carding a 3-over 73 to fall 6 strokes back. Steve Stricker fired an 8-under 64 to take a 1-stroke lead over Brad Bryant through one round of the American Family Insurance Championship as well on the senior circuit. In the World Cup, Switzerland was able to come back and beat Serbia, but the outcome may have some political controversy to go with its 2-1 win. The Swiss goals were scored by two players of Kosovo-Albanian descent, and both celebrated by putting their hands together to make the symbol for Albania's double-headed eagle. Kosovo is a former Serbian province that declared independence in 2008. Serbia doesn't recognize Kosovo's independence, and relations between the two countries remains tense. Earlier on Friday, Ahmed Musa scored two of the second-half goals to help the Nigerians beat Iceland 2-0 and move into second place in the group behind already qualified Croatia. In the day's other match, Brazil defeated Costa Rica 2-0 with two goals during injury time. Also, Colombian authorities are investigating a death threat made on social media against Colombia midfielder Carlos Sanchez, who was sent off early on in the team's 2-1 defeat to Japan at the World Cup. The Twitter account where the threat was made has been shut down. And the opening round of the NHL draft was last night, and as expected, the Buffalo Sabres opened the draft by selecting Swedish defenseman Rasmus Dahlin. The 18-year-old Dahlin is the second Swedish player to be taken first overall and the first since Hall of Fame forward Mats Sundin in 1989. Dahlin is projected to be a franchise-altering piece on the blue line for a club that hasn't been to the playoffs since 2011. The Hurricanes used a second overall pick to take Russian right wing Andrei Svigneckov, who scored 40 goals in 44 games for the OHL's Barrie Flyers last season. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.